This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
Family practices and dietary choices. Navigating tradition, ethics, and modern food. Exploring how family food traditions mix with ethical eating, plant-based diets, and modern choices like clean meat at the family table. Family practices and dietary choices. How our food habits shape more than just our plates. You ever notice how what we eat often reflects so much more than just personal taste? When it comes to family practices and dietary choices, the story gets pretty interesting. It's like a blend of tradition, culture, health, and even ethics all tossed together at the dinner table. And honestly, there's so much to unpack about why families eat the way they do, especially when you start thinking about some of the bigger questions surrounding our food. Let's start with something super relatable: family traditions. Think back to holidays or even just Sunday dinners. In many families, the meals you grew up with feel sacred, sometimes passed down through generations. That pot roast your grandma made, or the plant-based chili your cousin swears by, those dishes carry memories and identity. Changing those habits can feel almost like changing the family story itself, which is why some people stick to the tried and true, even when there are newer or healthier options out there. Now, when you mix in modern ideas like ethical eating or sentiocentrism, the plot thickens. Sentiocentrism, to put it simply, is an ethical perspective that extends moral concern to all sentient beings, creatures that can experience feelings and sensations. So, if you think about it, this challenges the traditional ways of eating meat because it prompts us to consider the suffering animals might endure. This is where lots of families run into debates. Should we keep eating meat because it's part of our family tradition? Or should we pivot towards plant-based diets for ethical reasons? I'd bet you've heard a friend talk about reasons to go plant-based, or heard some family members push back on changing their diet entirely. That tension actually highlights some of the pros and cons of eating meat that many families wrestle with. Pros: meat is nutrient-rich, providing essential proteins and nutrients like B12 that are a bit trickier to get on purely plant-based diets. For many, it's also culturally meaningful and comforting, a symbol of community and heritage. Cons: ethical concerns about animal welfare, environmental impact considering factory farms, and health factors related to overconsumption of red and processed meats. What's fascinating is that new options keep entering the scene that could offer a middle ground. Take clean meat, for example, also known as cultured or lab-grown meat. It's real meat, but produced without raising and slaughtering animals. If widely adopted, it might reshape family dinners entirely by blending tradition with compassionate innovation. Of course, it comes with its own questions, like cost, accessibility, and how natural people want their food to feel. Ultimately, family practices around food aren't just about nutrition. They tie deeply into values and how we connect with one another. Whether you're firmly in the camp of eating meat or leaning towards plant-based diets, it's worth remembering that changing dietary choices often means navigating emotions, history, and ethics. If you want to explore these ideas some more, especially the arguments for and against eating meat from an ethical standpoint, there's a fantastic resource called Eat Meat or Don't. It breaks down the ethical debates in a clear, balanced way and might just give you some new perspectives on family food conversations. Food, after all, is one of the most powerful ways we express ourselves, connect with loved ones, and even define who we are. Whether you're eating a burger, a tofu stir-fry, or something in between, knowing the story behind the choices can make every bite a little more meaningful. So next time you're sitting around the table or figuring out what to cook for your family, take a moment to think about where those food choices come from and how they might be evolving. You might find yourself seeing your family's meals in a whole new light. Learn more about the ethical discussion on eating meat and how it impacts family practices, culture, and personal choices by checking out Eat Meat or Don't. It's a great way to understand the thoughtful conversations happening around food today.